Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom. This is Late Night in the Word. We want to give a warm shalom, shalom to everyone out there listening to Olive Branch Ministries and olivebranchonline.org. Thank you for joining us. The name of the program is Late Night in the Word. And I have with me Avery.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And Pastor Weintraub sitting with us.
Shalom.
Shalom. And Brandon Wheeler.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And it's July 4th, 4th of July. Hope you're safe, made it home safe in the name of Jesus. All the craziness today. And we had a great Shabbat. Just wanted to make sure you understood. We had 6 salvations today here in Atlanta with our ministry, a couple downtown where we do street evangelism, and then we had 4 in a mall that we do ministry in. And we just want to give the praise to the Lord Jesus for bringing those to pass and causing our group to be in the right place at the right time. And we thank you, Lord, for adding to the kingdom and robbing the devil in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because there's nothing more important right now than that purpose. We've been given that call and that vocation in this world. There's a lot of people that would argue different things, but we cannot deny that Jesus left us in charge, left us responsible for the generation that we live in to minister to the souls and bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. There's nothing else more important than that, to broadcast our faith, broadcast the glorious gospel. Paul talks about in Romans 1:1, the gospel of God and his purpose on the earth, to bring Yeshua to the earth and demonstrate his love, and then go to the cross to establish the remission of sins, but also to make a way. And I want to go touch on something about this. We've covered a lot of territory in Romans 6. We talk about the purpose of salvation, what happens to us at salvation. And I was reminded again tonight and even today just to go over this again, because I think some of the things that Pastor Weintraub has been covering on Tuesdays and Saturday mornings are really, really important right now in regard to demonstration of the kingdom of God. And in the Romans chapter 6, I want to go to verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We need to spend some time in this verse. Many of us know the burying took place, but we have to understand that the resurrection reality, the life of Christ raised from the dead, is something that was established not so we can just look into the future in a moment where we'll depart from our body and be with the Lord, but it's there to establish a change in how we live in this life, in front of people, and for the very same glory of God. The glory of God brought Yeshua out of the grave, but the same glory of God is there to be revealed, because we also, in being in Christ Jesus, we also will demonstrate that same glory. And this demonstration is so important to the movement of God. We went to a scripture this morning in James chapter 2 that I really liked. And James is saying in verse, verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. And I was reading this word show. Brandon, what does the word show mean?
To demonstrate.
It means to bring it out and let it be seen. I can't think of a better way to describe preaching the gospel than to show the gloriousness of it and the faith relationship that you have with the living God by bringing it into the physical reality in front of people so that they see that there is a power. And this is another verse that we've been going to pretty consistently here in Ephesians 6 and verse 24. And Avery, I'll have you read that.
All right. If you listen, you'll hear pages turning because we use real Bibles here at the Olive Branch Ministry. Verse 4, ye fathers, provoke not your children. You did say 6:4, right?
No, I didn't say 6:4. I meant
424.
Okay, 424. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
This recreation into righteousness and holiness, those two words, righteousness is God's movements, his actions, his activities based on what he has promised, and his holiness is his uncommonness. And both of these are moving in power and demonstration constantly, and we've been brought into this new life of righteousness and true holiness. We've been brought into this new life. That's another word that we've been focusing on here, is the word in. We've been brought into Christ, and now being in Christ, the fullness of his glory and his power has become ours. And we need to develop that, because if we go back to Romans 6, what we find is that there is an exit. And we talked about this a little earlier tonight, an emptying out. The cross is the power of God that empties man out and makes a pathway, makes a way for the glory of God to enter into the man. And now that the glory of God is living within the man because the cross is emptying him out, what do you have? You have him within, being given an opportunity to demonstrate himself in front of people, to speak in front of people, to bring something that we looked at. This was in John chapter 1, a moment where Jesus is speaking to Nathanael, and he has such a developed understanding of Nathanael and who Nathanael is before he ever sees him, that Nathanael's able to say, there's no way you know that unless you're the Son of the living God, because no one was there. This is Christ in us, and us in Christ is moving in greater depths of revelation that demonstrates him in front of people.
That's like what we went to this morning. When you're holy as he is holy, or mature as he is mature, then you're going to act and do what he would in the situations.
Correct. Correct. I think the thing that I'm hearing from you, Pastor, over and over and over, is it's not just a display of words. It's a display of actions. It's a display of understanding, of knowing mysteries that people don't see, being able to do things spiritually in the kingdom of God that are beyond, way beyond, having understanding that you shouldn't have, capacity to heal and resurrect and disciple and rebuke and correct, because wisdom that comes through Christ, is being developed and transformed inside of you. And that's something that I'm starting to get excited about, because yesterday I got a chance to talk to a pair of atheists, and that was the one thing that the Spirit was saying. They don't need words. They need to have me visible in front of them. They've heard all of the arguments. The arguments aren't convincing them. They need to have the interaction with a people who walk in a kingdom that is real, and the people are revealing that it is real, not just a concept that they talk about because they went to church.
Well, I don't know if we're talking about church at all in any of these particular passages, other than recognizing that there is something that God has beautifully constructed. We might call it reconstruction. I like that word. Taking that which was contrary to his purpose, now because of salvation, grace, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, he's reconstructing a person that is going to act differently, respond differently, and have an ability to promote life differently.
Mm.
And this is a challenge that I think we all have to really take serious.
Mm-hmm.
Because the challenge that we have, and if you go to Ephesians chapter 4, there's some things here that we need to pay attention to. And, of course, he's talking about a relational responsibility with each other in Ephesians 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. But he's also talking about relationship responsibility unto the Lord. And why? Because in the reality of what has taken place, salvation has established not just a new look about yourself or a forgiveness about yourself, but it has established a relational difference. You're relating to life differently. And I wish you could say that. I wish you could call in here 631-533-4099. I really want a dialogue with a few of you that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, because I want to start to say, do you recognize what has happened to you? And this is the greatest battle. This is a battle over the mind consciously. And I have to tell you, if I'm looking at the original sin, I'm not looking at it so much as continuation of rebellion. I'm looking at the consciousness of Eve, who had no discernment that she was being set up to self and then perpetuate a self-style behavior through the generation of man. I don't think he even had a clue. That's why the Bible says that she was deceived. We're deceived. We're even deceived somewhat about salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful that God has intervened. We're thankful that he has established new standards for us. But really and truly, our salvation that we've received, we really want it to be kind of compromising. We're not looking for salvation to make us different,
mm-hmm.
and to begin to perpetuate a lifestyle that is of the divine, that really exists and not here so much on the earth, can be because of what is inside of us. But we're more concerned about pleasing man and building man's gods and worshiping man's gods and continuing to activate the flesh and secure its securities. We like the securities of Adam. So here we are. We read the Bible, praise God. That's the obvious. He's talking about something, meets two atheistic workers in a particular coffee place, spends almost 3-4 hours. They're looking at born-again believers, and this is what they have to say. Ha, 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 ha. They laugh at them. Why? Because there's no seriousness in the transfer.
Yes.
We have transferred rights.
True.
We've transferred our will. We've transferred our soul. We've transferred our spirit to God's expedition. He has what we call an expeditional paradigm. He has something he's working. He's got a plan. It's a model. It's something beautifully developed to change what used to be just common and to change that which is common into uncommon. That is what Ephesians 4:24 is talking about when Paul is telling the church at Ephesus, will you please put on the new man? Now, if you continue what you're looking at here, here's one that you have to say. If I'm to put on the new man, which after God is created in the redemptive work, so the redemptive work of Jesus made a difference in me. But I'm also recreated, reestablished, reaffirmed in the holiness of God, which makes me now not like I was, but not even like the world is. I am now redeveloped, redefined in separation. I got to tell you, I love this word holiness, because what it says is there is a demarcation that has taken place. It's a line that has been drawn. I don't know if you understand that, but in old days when you were ready to have a fight, they used to draw a line. And you know how people would say, okay, come on, and they would try to egg people
to cross
the line, yeah. Okay? Brandon's laughing because we did something like that for him in salvation. You got to cross over the Jordan. It was a broomstick. It was something a couple years ago, but he did it. But this is really what's going on. It's a crossing the line. And of course, in those days, when you crossed that line, you were into an argument and you were into a fight. By the way, you're into an argument and you're into a fight,
yeah,
because the line of God now has made you different. And now the real anchor of your soul is resurrection. You're changed to do something that is not normal. Praise God. I'm here to do something that's not normal. I'm not here to copy the world's dress style. I was talking to a young girl, and she said, well, and she likes to wear the low-cut blouses. And I said, you know, you're only 13 years old. What do you expect? Well, I like the style. But I said, do you know why you like the style? Because there's a source that is working in the midst of your soul to draw you to something that makes you unclean and then makes you common. And now when you start to look at relationships, especially with young girls, young guys, it's all common. I mean, what's the gig here, you know? You got to wear your pants low. You got to have a low top. You have to have a tattoo. You have to have your nails printed, your toes printed, your nose pierced, your tongue pierced. What are we doing? What are we saying? And what does it mean for a Christian? A Christian. I don't know if there are that concept Christian is understood anymore.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to make a demarcation. We're marked off. Oh, God came down. He put his holiness upon us, and he marked us off, and he said, guess what? You're recreated now for a different promotion. You're gonna prosper my life. You're gonna do what I did. You're gonna be like me. Praise God. I don't have to be like, and I like Michael Jordan. I like the way he played basketball, but I don't have to be like Michael Jordan. I've got one model in front of me that is so terrific. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's a verse here, Pastor, right above 24, that you put off concerning the former conversation. And that is all the things you just listed. The activities, the actions, the clothing, the styles, the music, all of those affections that you pick up in this world. Paul is saying, now that you have come across the line, it's time to leave those things.
Where are you, parents? Come on, where are you? If there's a parent living, listening out there, I want to shake your focus. Some of these girls we talk to, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, they're wearing the most tightest clothes, the most revealing clothes. They speak like the world. They spit out like the world. They, if they could chew tobacco like the world, they'd chew tobacco like the world. Do you understand? They're common. They're and in this day and age, someone who is common is slutty, and we're letting our children walk around showing their cheeks like, wow, this really is exciting, isn't it? To go around and walk and show your cheeks, and every time that person walks, they're constantly pulling up their pants because they may lose the pants altogether. And sooner or later, that's going to happen. This is what we're in. We're in Hollywood today, and what is Hollywood doing? This is the year where they expose. They have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
This is the new concept. I have nothing to hide.
Yep.
And why not? If I have something that I want to express,
allowed to express it.
Okay, but here we are, putting off or putting on. Do we understand that salvation has required me to put off? I'm sorry to say I'm a put off person. And I also have to say I'm excited that salvation has made me to be a put-on person, too. I'm putting on differences. Say, you're putting on differences.
Okay, we just got a phone call from somebody, and I wanted to express, if you could call our blog talk number, if you're still interested. It is 347 850-1420. That'll allow you to join us through Blog Talk for the next 5 minutes. After the top of the hour, you can call us on the 631-533-4099. So please call back. Go ahead and continue.
No, go ahead. You were saying about putting on and putting off.
The putting off is not something I think that is understood, Pastor. You talked about a misunderstanding of salvation, and you've been using two words, that there's a distinction between saved and salvation. One is Yesah, the other is Yeshua. And I think we all want the communication that we all receive, Jesus will save us from our sins and we'll be delivered out of hell. But there's not too many people who understand that the other reality of salvation is the daily, is separated life unto holiness. And I think you're right to bring a rebuke to parents, because parents that believe in Jesus aren't establishing that separated life in their homes, and they allow the children the young people to determine for themselves, and I know this is a cultural reality as well, the children, youth, teenagers, when they go to schools, the entire communication is you have to find yourself and express yourself. And in the scriptures, this is not the reality. The reality of the scriptures is you were saved, you were brought into a new kingdom, and now you have a new life. And in this life, there is a thing called separation. And how can, and this is something you brought up from last night as I was talking to these two gentlemen, they do have a very poor opinion of Christians in this regard. They were pointing out a number of different buildings that they've been to in Acworth. And they said, you know, we've gone in, we've seen these groups, and it just appears to us that the pastors are more interested in attracting people, and they don't really have any solid belief system. They don't have any convictions. They're not passionate about what they believe. And in fact, this was the comment that really struck me. Their beliefs are adjustable as long as they have people coming in their door. That doesn't sound like what Paul is expressing. I want you to come and realize the holiness of the God that you serve. You've been recreated to walk with him. I'm asking you to understand that you're to be holy as he is holy. And in Ephesians 4, he spends a lot of time talking about what the new character really is. And it's a profound character. He says, put off old conversation in 23. He says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What part of our mind needs to be renewed?
The spirit. The part that, according to Jesus, actually has a chance of prospering. The flesh doesn't prosper anything. It's the spirit, Jesus says, that quickens in John chapter 6. Because that's going to still be around after this body and soul dies.
What is it about the mind that needs to be renewed?
The mind of Christ needs to be renewed into the spirit that we've now become as a new creation.
One of the things that we have a 1 minute left in Blog Talk, and then we're going to transfer back over to olivebranchonline.org. So please make the transfer. The phone number over there is 631-533-4099.
The new man isn't after the old man Adam. The old man Adam was living in death. And Jesus said, when you believe in me, you've passed from death to life. The new man, as Paul says, is a new creation. And renewal in the spirit of our mind is learning from God's word how the new man lives, what the new man is and who the new man is, and how to look like him, how to be a disciple of Jesus and follow Jesus and be like Jesus is by following the same words and the same will that Jesus followed. So that when people see us, they see God. Just as people saw God when they saw Jesus.
Okay. Hallelujah.
And
we are trying to bring in a caller here. Are you on the radio here?
Yes.
What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Yes.
You got a question?
It was the question that was asked earlier about once you receive salvation, like you're no longer the same person, like if you notice the change, not being the same person, or doing the things that you used to do before.
What's the question then?
That was what Pastor Weintraub asked.
Okay. I'm not following what you're asking.
No, that was a question that a pastor had put out for anyone to answer that question. If we notice anything that has changed since we've come into the Christ of life, the life with Christ.
Okay. And what's your answer?
Well, I know I'm not the same person anymore.
Okay.
And I know that there has been a transition in my life, in everything, behavior, speech, mannerisms, everything, just so many things.
Oh, praise God. Is that something when you're out evangelizing, when you're talking to people, do you express the change?
No, I explain to them that there's a transfer going on for them, but that's going to be a transformation for themselves, but I never really talk about, like, myself, like, what I've experienced.
No, I'm not talking about so much you. I'm just talking, do you express there is salvation, and then now there's a new life in Christ, a new transfer, and a restoration process, remodel process, is another word pastor has used.
Yes, I do explain that. Yes, I do that.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to move on. Thank you for calling in. It's good to have a caller on Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom.
So, shalom. And with that, we're off the air on Blog Talk, so we'll be using the number 631-533-4099. You can give us a call. We have another half an hour to go. And we'd love to hear from you.